And now for our last stop in today's playful show, we'll head to the theater. Except this one's a little different. Everything is set in the real world around you, curated just for you, who you meet, what you see, and how you feel. And the main character is you. This is the approach taken by Odyssey Works, a group of artists based in San Francisco and New York. KALW's Liz Mack was recently cast in an Odyssey event and brings us this story.
Recently, I got an email from Odyssey Works. It said to show up at the De Young Museum on a Saturday at 2:45. It said, come wearing all black. I'm part of this latest production, along with 40 or so other people, and we don't know who it's for yet, except for this. She's the type of person who could sit in front of a painting for an hour. The email said, we want to see if a group of people could spend that hour with her, seeing art the way she does. We're all here to be part of a different kind of museum tour.
My name is Dare Turner.
She's the participant in today's Odyssey. It's an entire event that's been created just for her. This moment at the museum is one of the final scenes in her day-long adventure. One thing you have to know about Turner is that she has a dream. To start a new kind of museum. One with only a handful of pieces.
So if you go to the museum, instead of seeing all the greatest hits and seeing 10 different objects in an hour and then fleeing, you might just go and sit with one piece.
Turner's the artistic type, but she also has a business side and had been working as an office administrator. It's kind of like she has two separate lives, and she was conflicted with it. And that tension, that's something her Odyssey pressed upon. Odyssey Works has been around for more than a decade. And during that time, they've sent people on all kinds of journeys. They've made a participant walk the length of Manhattan while carrying a heavy rock. They've wrapped another in a cocoon overnight. She woke up the next morning in a field of butterflies. There was one Odyssey where a man was buried alive and had to dig himself out.
We study a person for months and months and months.
That's Abraham Bjerkson, the director of Odyssey Works. He says the artists behind the productions, they do their homework.
We've spoken to their mother and their lover and their husband and their wife and their boss, and we've gone to the place where they work and we've dug through their house and everything.
They start with a call for applications. And to figure out who they'll choose for one of their two or so annual productions, they ask people to answer all sorts of questions. Questions like,
tell us the story of your life. Or, how do you feel about your mother? What is your relationship to sexuality? What is your favorite color?
For some people, the application can take up to 10 hours to complete. Then there can be months of interviews until that one person is selected. But Turner's a special case, because hers was especially commissioned for her by a friend, so she had no idea what was about to happen. Here's how her Odyssey started. Turner was shopping at the farmer's market, and she stopped to visit a friend who sells apples there.
And she said, oh, I have something for you. I have a gift for you.
She hands Turner a pouch. Inside, there's a coin. It says Homer on it, in Greek.
And then I flipped the coin over and saw ships on the back. And like, oh gosh, these must have been the ships that Odysseus used on his Odyssey.
That's when five of her closest friends come running over, all wearing pink onesies.
And they were yelling and screaming. And then they came up to me and all gave me hugs and then blindfolded me and put a blanket over my head and walked me out to the car. And everyone at the farmer's market probably thought we were psychotic.
In the car, Turner's friends start talking about their baby nieces and nephews and this childlike wonder they all have, a conversation crafted for Turner to take note. And then they get to their next destination, a fenced-off, run-down area, broken glass everywhere. They pull off the plywood and wave her inside.
Come here. And so I climbed through the fence and found myself in an abandoned rose garden that was completely, like, totally abandoned for years and years.
Her friends have set up a picnic, and everyone shares something they prepared for Turner. They bring persimmons, her favorite fruit. One friend reads Oscar Wilde, one of her favorite writers.
Beauty is a form of genius, is higher indeed than genius, as it needs no explanation.
After the picnic, Turner's given instructions to walk to a cafe. That's when she starts to question, what's reality, and what's part of the production?
Is that stranger? Like, is he the one with the bikes? Maybe we're supposed to ride bikes together. You know, I'm just like, or maybe it's that guy walking dogs. Like, I wonder if he's here for me. The Odyssey makes you, like, question the reality of everything and, you know, or the wonder of everything.
At the cafe, she meets another friend. They walk until they get to the firefighter training facility in the Mission District. And that's when they start to play a game. They look at all of the windows, and for each one, they think of things they would save from a fire.
And that was a very, like, weirdly eye-opening experience, too, in that I chose things that I didn't naturally think I would have chosen.
Like, instead of her laptop with all her work files, she chooses her grandma's handkerchiefs.
I was much more taken with the sentimental objects and the things that represented something to me that wasn't necessarily practical, but was equally, if not more, valuable.
For Bjerkson, the director of Odyssey Works, these moments are what makes the months of preparation for a performance worthwhile.
We want somebody not just to look at what we've done and say, that's great, but to go so deep into it that they are part of the work and that they are changed by the work. If a person isn't changed by an Odyssey Works performance, maybe we didn't try hard enough.
People have been changed by the performances. They've quit their jobs, they've ended relationships, or instead, they've decided to take more risks. Before Turner leaves the firehouse, she's given a key with a map, which takes her to a house she doesn't recognize. There's a letter on the living room table telling her about a fire in the Mission that took place last year that consumed this very block and barely missed the house she's in. The letter talks about the one possession the owner of the house took, what she valued in case of a fire. It was a stroller to get her baby to safety. From there, Turner goes to an empty field in Golden Gate Park, where she finds the owner of the house waiting for her. She's hung up several empty frames and suspended them from trees. The woman tells Turner to take a look through them.
What did you see when you were looking through each frame?
I think I saw my future, in a way.
What she's talking about is her dream of creating that intimate exhibition, the one with a handful of pieces. That's the inspiration behind this Odyssey, which brings us back to the initial email I received, asking me and those 40 other people to be here at the de Young Museum, all dressed in black. We focus on three pieces in the museum. Our job as actors is to look at art the way she does, walk up to it, look behind it, from up close and then from afar, to help her envision her dream.
After the entire experience, I walked away from my Odyssey with two words. I'm ready. I'm ready to engage with the arts as my career. I'm ready to explore these different ideas. I'm ready to experiment and experience, more importantly. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm ready.
Standing in the museum, I'm still absorbed by one of Turner's favorite pieces, so I don't even notice when she leaves. But while all of us in black were still looking carefully at the art, Turner's whisked away to the final part of her journey, a party deep in the woods where all of her friends will greet her, still dressed in their onesies. For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Mack.